From KXCI Tucson, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we talk to our friends from the University of Arizona. I ask them what they're working on in school and their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Jabril Noon. Welcome, Jabril.
Hi, Bridget. I'm happy to be here.
You go to the University of Arizona? Tell me more.
Yeah, I actually just graduated this last spring. And
congratulations.
Thank you. It was a big day for me. I was able to graduate from the Honors College with my degrees in chemistry, biochemistry, and molecular cellular biology. So 5 years of work really put in. I started off in an organic chemistry lab and moved into an analytical biochemistry lab, but ultimately ended up deciding to do my honors thesis focusing on prostate cancer because I really wanted that medical connection to the research, and cancer was a very direct topic, and I also had some personal connections to the topic.
Prostate cancer is a nightmare.
Yeah, it's the most diagnosed male malignancy in the U.S. You know, it's relatively slow growing, but there can develop some very serious cases, and that's kind of what my research is focused on, figuring out how prostate cancer becomes a more serious case.
Right, like how it levels up.
Yeah, exactly, how it levels up. 85% of cases respond to this thing called androgen deprivation therapy. The physician gives treatments to the patient that removes as much testosterone from the body as possible. It stops the body from making testosterone. And that's important for prostate cancer because testosterone is the gas in the prostate cancer car. And a lot of treatments are actually built around this idea of removing testosterone from the body. But the thing is, those are more aggressive cases, the car runs without the gas.
So these 15% of cases, are they just running on their own sustainable power? Like, are they just self-motivated? You know, like...
Yeah. Self-motivated, I think, is a good way to put it because... In every cell, there are a bunch of proteins that work together in unison to achieve a common goal. And whatever that goal is for that cell, it will achieve. There's another important protein that is involved in the creation of mRNAs in cells, which lead to the production of proteins. And that protein is called forkhead box P1 protein. FOXP1 is what we call it. This specific protein has been shown to act as a tumor suppressor, but in prostate cancer, it's a little bit unsure what its role was. So we decided to explore that specifically. We're really moving towards discovering how this protein is involved in prostate cancer's progression, and it could potentially lead to understanding how it becomes resistant to these treatments.
That's really exciting.
Yeah, it was something that I was really happy to be able to complete my honors thesis on because it feels like I was able to really bring light to a disease and a problem that's just so apparent, especially in the United States.
So as far as prevention,
constant screening is important, and that normally starts around 45 or 50, sooner if you have a history of prostate cancer in your family.
Where do you see the future of this research heading?
Further research will probably include looking into these testosterone-dependent pathways more and really digging deep into the intricacies of the effects of the loss of this protein.
Do you ever listen to music?
Yeah, it's nice. It's kind of calming too at times if it's late at night and, you know, I'm doing research. And there's this kind of genre that's called like chill step and chill hop, where it's kind of like a progressive kind of song style. They kind of focus it on a melody and a relaxed beat that can kind of give you almost focusing vibes and that kind of thing. So I do like to listen to that, but I also do have my kind of like rock and punk rock and alternative rock kind of side of things. And I do enjoy hip hop. And
there's a style of music called lo-fi.
Yes. Okay. It's very similar to lo-fi chill step. It's a little more of the chill, if you will.
That's a good mood for right now.
Yes.
Hot summer nights.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for coming to Thesis Thursday with us.
Yeah. Thank you, Bridget, so much for having me. I had a really great time talking to you.